This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Why Christians Worship on Sunday, A Simple Guide to the Biblical and Theological Reasons. It offers a simplified overview of how and why early Christians began gathering on Sunday, exploring biblical passages, the example of Jesus, and early church history to explain this meaningful shift from the Sabbath to the Lord's Day. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, charts, appendices, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Why do Christians gather to worship on Sunday instead of Saturday, the traditional Jewish Sabbath? The answer lies in how worship practices evolved from the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God's people were told, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and the Sabbath was a very important part of Jewish life. Even Jesus and his followers respected the Sabbath, as shown in passages like Matthew 12 verse 9. But something changed with Jesus' arrival and the New Testament teachings that followed. Out of the Ten Commandments, only the one about the Sabbath is not clearly repeated in the New Testament. Jesus, who said he was Lord of the Sabbath, taught that the Sabbath was meant to benefit people, not be a burden. Paul, an important figure in early Christianity, emphasized that Christians live under grace, not strict laws. The theological reason for Sunday worship, the big shift from Saturday to Sunday worship, is rooted in Jesus' teachings and what he accomplished. Jesus is described as the Lord of the Sabbath, meaning he has the right to redefine how it's observed. Paul, who wrote many New Testament letters, explained that Christians have the freedom to choose how and when they worship, without judging one another. This freedom is based on the idea that the Old Testament rules were completed and fulfilled by Jesus. Romans 14, Freedom in Christ. Paul wrote that some people value one special day over others, while others see every day as equally special. The main message? Christians shouldn't argue over which day is right for worship. Instead, they should be understanding and gracious to one another. Colossians 2, Freedom from Old Laws. Paul also taught in Colossians 2 verses 16-17 that Christians shouldn't be judged based on religious practices like observing the Sabbath. He said those old laws were like shadows of what was to come, and that what was to come is Jesus himself. This means that the strict rules of the Old Testament were pointers to Jesus, who fulfilled their deeper meaning. However, some argue that Paul didn't dismiss the Sabbath entirely but rather pushed back against strict, legalistic interpretations. What did the early church do? In the early days of Christianity, believers began meeting on Sunday instead of Saturday. 20 verse 7 describes early Christians gathering on the first day of the week to share a meal and remember Jesus. This new day of worship was important because Sunday was the day Jesus rose from the dead. Early church leaders like Ignatius of Antioch and Justin Martyr wrote about Sunday as the new day of gathering and celebration. Yet, some say Sunday worship may have also developed out of practical needs like fitting into the Roman workweek. Moral versus ceremonial laws. A big debate is whether keeping the Sabbath is a moral law, like not stealing, or if it was just a ceremonial law for the Israelites. Some scholars believe the Sabbath is a moral rule that still matters today. They point to how God rested on the seventh day after creation and made that day special. But Jesus redefined the Sabbath. He healed people and showed compassion on the Sabbath, teaching that human needs are more important than strict rules. So, while the Sabbath principle remains valuable, its practice has shifted under Jesus' teachings. Covenant theology, Old vs. New agreements. In the Old Testament, God made agreements with his people that included rules like the Sabbath. The New Testament describes a new covenant through Jesus, which changes how believers connect with God. The new covenant focuses more on what's happening inside our hearts than on outward rituals. That doesn't mean the Old Testament rules are thrown away. Instead, they're seen through the lens of Jesus' life and teachings. Jesus himself said he came not to abolish the law but to fulfill it. That means the heart of God's rules, like loving God and others, stays the same, but certain practices, like the strict observance of the Sabbath, are viewed differently. Jesus and the Sabbath. Jesus kept the Sabbath but did things that surprised the religious leaders, like healing the sick. He said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath," meaning the day was meant to help people, not make their lives harder. Jesus shifted the focus from following rules to understanding the spirit behind them. Sunday worship. In early Christianity, the first Christians were in a time of change. They met on Sunday to remember Jesus' resurrection, but they also kept some Jewish traditions. As Christianity grew, Sunday became the main day for worship. Some early Christians even faced criticism for moving away from the Saturday Sabbath, but the focus remained on Jesus and the freedom he brought. Engaging with different opinions, some Christians today still believe in keeping the Saturday Sabbath. Scholars like Samuel Bacchiacci argue that the Sabbath is a lasting command from God. But other theologians like Richard Bauckham and N.T. Wright explain that Sunday worship is deeply connected to the resurrection and the new beginning it symbolizes. It's important to consider both sides thoughtfully and respectfully. Practical lessons for today. What can Christians today learn from all of this? Whether you worship on Saturday, Sunday, or another day, the key is setting aside time for God and rest. Studies show that regular rest is good for our health and well-being. Plus, gathering as a community to worship shapes our identity and strengthens our faith. In a world that never stops, taking time to pause is a powerful testimony. The main point is to focus on grace, not rules. Resting and worshiping God should be a joy, not a duty. The Bible calls us to experience the spiritual rest that Jesus offers and to live out our faith in meaningful ways. Conclusion: this paper has shown that the shift from the Sabbath to Sunday worship comes from a deep understanding of what Jesus accomplished. Early Christians didn't suddenly change traditions. It was a gradual process, rooted in Jesus' resurrection and the freedom he gives. While different Christians may have different views, what matters most is honoring God and embracing the grace and unity that Jesus brings. So, whether you rest and worship on Saturday, Sunday, or another day, the goal is the same: to draw closer to God, experience his rest, and live in harmony with one another.